You can begin again, and I want to show you how.
You Can Begin Again. Available now from Joyce Meyer Ministries.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Grace Women's Healthcare, a Christian-based OBGYN practice serving St. Lucie County for 5 years, strives to provide excellent OBGYN care to women in a supportive environment. Board certified Dr. Carl Zollicoffer, along with nurse practitioner Denise Joseph, are available to serve you at 772-429-3400. Grace Women's Healthcare, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 772-429-3400.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
The Word says in that same chapter of James, was not our father Abraham justified by works when he offered Isaac? He could have said he believed God all he wanted, but he obeyed what God said. And he went all the way to slay him. And that's when God said, do the boy no harm, for now I know. I wonder if God can say that about you. Can God say, now I know? Even Rahab, in that same chapter, chapter 2 of James, was not Rahab the harlot? See, it didn't matter her station in life. It didn't matter what people thought about her. She lived on the wall. She had a lot of visitors. Y'all know what I'm talking about? But somewhere she caught a hold of faith. Her faith brought her out of her mess. She saw her opportunity when them spies came. She said, uh-oh, this is my time right now. I can't let this opportunity pass me. She said, listen, I know. These don't know, but I know that God have given y'all the city. She said, listen, I'm not just right. See, I have a craft, but you know what? I got faith in God. God got to deliver me. So let me tell you, when you come to take this city, please, just remember me and mine. I'm not going to let them know where you're at. See, because my faith has to have a work attached to it. So I got faith, but my faith is going to manifest because I'm going to hide y'all. I'm putting my life on the line here. And they came right to her house. Where are those men that came in to spy out the country? She said, I don't know. They left out toward the mountains. Her faith. See, it don't matter what kind of predicament you're in. Listen, faith got us out of our mess anyway. Faith got you out of drug abuse. Faith got you out of fornication and homemonging and lying. And hello? I said, faith got to get you out. That's why the devil always trying to make you afraid. Get doubt about stuff. You can't even look at yourself. See, that's that religious spirit. It's the Sabbath. I haven't done everything right. Well, that's more cause for you to start believing. Exercising your faith. Hello, to get out of that mess. You try to get all your ducks in a row, you'll be from now until Jesus come, trying to get yourself right. No, you got to start believing. Faith is a paradox. The Lord didn't say, go and get everything right, and then come and believe. No, he said, in the midst of your foolishness, in the midst of your sin, in the midst of your rebellion, if you find a seed, a mustard seed, I'll bring you out. That's the fact of the matter. It don't take a whole lot. Just at some juncture, You got to be, let me say it this way, you got to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. You got to be fed up with your condition. But see, when you get a little more matured in the Lord, the doctor don't have to give you a bad report for you to want to take care of your body. See, that's the dilemma. Some people don't, they wait until the doctor says, you better do this or else this going to happen. Now you see them at the gym on the treadmill. Now they start eating a better diet. See, it don't take all that. It don't take life or death situation. If you discipline yourself and choose, come on, you can choose too. Live the higher road. Raise the bar. Take care of yourself. One hand clap, a couple of amens. I said, take care of yourself. It may not be that you go to the gym, but take care of yourself. However you spell that. We got all different type of frames, but it doesn't matter how big, how small. Just take care of yourself. We need you around. Y'all need each other around. We want to finish this journey together. Come on, we don't want nobody going home before their time. You know, discipline, I was telling this to the leaders this morning, discipline will develop character. When you don't feel like you can, you're not capable of certain, you need more character, discipline. Just choose to start disciplining yourself. I don't want to right now. I don't feel like I'm capable right now, but Lord, help me develop the mindset, the paradox of faith so that I can overcome this thing. And you know what? As you choose that, always remember, you eat an elephant one bite at a time. Set some short-term goals. Stop trying to eat the whole elephant in one bite. If you can't run yet or even walk, start crawling. Take some baby steps before you try to run in the marathon. You understand me? That will build confidence, because if you try to eat the whole elephant, the devil's right there to laugh at you, to discourage you. But as you start taking little steps, you start building foundation. You start encouraging yourself. You start building confidence. You start building character. And that's important for us to finish this race strong. Let's go to our verse here. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Faith is the victory. I said, faith is the victory. But look at this. When we walk in faith, let me say it this way. When you walk in faith and there's a mountain, what fear and doubt them brothers, what they try to do is keep you away from the mountain. Faith will take you to the mountain. Listen, fear and doubt will try to keep you away from the mountain. When you're not willing to take on that mountain or exercise your faith, faith will take you to it. Fear and doubt will try to keep you away from it, avoiding it. But faith will cause you to move it. You have to understand what you're made up of as a child of God, what capabilities you have. The Lord tells us there's no man. In other words, he's speaking about enemies, opposition. There's no man that shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. That's a promise in his word to his children. But unless you exercise faith, Numbers chapter 13 talks about when they came to the border of the promised land. They went in, they got the grapes, saw the land, came back, and brought the report. 10 of the spies, because of the brothers of fear and doubt, brought back an evil report. They were not able to stand in the face of their mountain. And it not only drove them back, they were destroyed by pestilence. Remember we said 99.9% of disease is manifested because of worry, because of fear, because of dread, because of trembling, because of torment. they were tormented, they died by the pestilence. But of course, the other two, Joshua and Caleb, we know the story. 45 years later, they went in. They went and they faced their mountain. What did Caleb say? Give me my mountain. Say that with me, please. Give me my mountain. God don't have molehills for you. What's inside of you demands a mountain. That's why some of us ain't happy or satisfied or joyful, because you're dealing with little molehills. You're dealing with little unnecessary stuff, calling yourself conquering. Well, you're conquering. Now, God got a mountain for you. Say it again. Give me my mountain. And the only way you're going to be fulfilled is when you face that mountain, and you face that mountain with faith. Until that mountain moves. Ain't no way around it. Ain't no way out of it. You put your hand to the plow and you look back, you're not fit. So our warfare is with conformity. No time now to be conformed to the world. No time to start doubting now. I said, no time to start doubting God now. He brought you this far. All that stuff he's downloaded to you, he wasn't playing games. He wasn't just entertaining you. That's you. That's what God has given to you. You know, sometimes you can get to a point and you say, well, maybe I wasn't hearing God. No, God said, get that paper back here. Everything is on there. I told you. All those dreams, all that revelation I gave you, that was me. But Lord, it's so hard. What? Exercise your faith. For this is the victory. There's something to overcome. And he said, whatsoever. He didn't say whosoever. Whatsoever, the neuter. Whatsoever is born of God. Whatever God initiated. Whatever God told you. Whatsoever is born of God. In other words, whatsoever God downloaded to you. It's in you. It was born of God. It took root in you. It was born of God. It wasn't something you just imagined. It wasn't something you just thought up. No, whatsoever is born of God. He put it in your spirit. I say, God put it in your spirit. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes. All he needs is somebody to get into agreement. Get your mind right. Get ready to ride the wave. Get ready to allow God to bring things in that you didn't see coming. But he needs somebody in agreement. He needs somebody on that frequency. He needs somebody that knows that there are doors yet to be opened. There are ways yet to be discovered. There's money yet to come in. Are you hearing me? God just needs you in agreement. He didn't tell you to do it. The world try to conform you to how they think, to where you think you're a self-made man. I built this business myself. That's how the world thinks.
We have come to the close of part 6 of our series entitled The Faith Crisis. Today's message, The Paradox of Faith, part 2. Change is imminent for the body of Christ. Satan has run out of time. He can no longer attack your faith. Whatsoever is of God will not conform to the world. The world does not understand the paradox of faith. When in doubt, have faith. When you don't know what to do, believe. And when nothing makes sense, trust. Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.